a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to First Lady and Friends. We are here with a new friend. Actually, just
really?
Kidding. A very, very old friend.
I'm back.
This is episode with Kirsten Rapley, where we are talking about Show Up again. Yes. We haven't done an update for a while, so we thought we would come together and talk about Show Up and all the crazy things that we've been up to and how the initiative is going. So as director of First Lady Initiative,
yes,
we have the expert here to tell us all about what we have been doing, because I don't know if I can remember all the things.
Isn't that the craziest thing? You can be like so involved in a project and it can like take over your life emotionally and mentally for a while. And then when it's done, it's like, all right, we're on to the next thing.
Yeah, we've been doing so many things that it's hard to get wrapped up in too much all at once. We just go forward to the next,
which is so fun.
Yeah,
I think that's
great.
The cool thing about Show Up in like year two, which we should say, by the way,
yes,
we had a birthday. Show Up had a birthday.
We had a birthday on April 27th. Was our 1 year birthday. Yes. Of Show Up being born.
It was a little baby, and now we're all grown up. Grow so fast.
we do sadly. We just want to give a little update. Kirsten, let's talk about maybe the things we've done this last year and some of the highlights. Let's talk about that.
Oh, that sounds fun. Although it's going to be hard to pick out highlights because I feel like each of the focus areas. So for those who are uninitiated to Show Up, maybe like a 30-second background. When we first came into our roles, we didn't exactly, we had some ideas about where in the community we wanted to work. And the cool thing about being First Lady is that you just kind of got to like sink your teeth in and figure out where are the gaps in the community where you can serve. And then also where are the places that like the community is doing a great job of meeting people's needs when it comes to like rebuilding empathy and connection in this sort of like post-pandemic space we're in. And so we have four focus areas under Show Up, which is hilarious. And Abby won't say this out loud, but I know from doing research that like all across the country, most First Spouses and Partners do like a project or like a couple of things. Like none of them have four. And you just couldn't choose between.
Well, I had a lot of passions and I had a lot of time, 23 years as a stay-at-home mom, to really think about and hone in the things that I'm passionate about and the things that speak to me and the things that I might be good at, but I don't know because I hadn't tried it yet. So we're, you know, and then to look out and see the needs and sort of what calls to me for, you know, where we can have the most impact. And so, you know, obviously we've talked about this before, but unified sports, foster care, teacher wellness and emotional intelligence skills for children. And service. And so those are our four areas. We've been working really hard in each one of them. And it feels like organized chaos most of the time.
Yes.
Like we are going forward and it is organized, but it's a lot. And so we've been, people always, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, I saw you here and then I saw you there and I saw you there. Mm-hmm, and it's because we have incredible partners throughout that make this possible. We have throughout the state, people doing amazing work in these spaces. So as much work as we're doing, it's not just us. We're doing this work with amazing people all over the state that we've connected with over this last year.
That's actually probably my favorite part of the initiative overall, has just been the people who we've gotten to partner with and meet, and the people who have been vulnerable with us and shared their stories of triumph and trials and everything in between. And you, just the community that sort of built itself around Show Up has been really cool, right? Like at first when we were sort of getting our feet wet in these different spaces, we were trying to figure out who was already working in them. And now it's like people are just coming to us and providing opportunities, right? Like tonight, Thanksgiving Point is doing an amazing event for all these foster families. And it was just, you know, so easy for them to step up and say, yeah, we didn't necessarily see this need before. But now that we do, they're like fully taking some of one of our foster care organization partners under their wing, and they're going to do like ongoing events with them. Right. So I think that's probably, if I had to say one thing other than the people, that's my favorite part of Show Up and being on the Show Up team, it's getting to be the connectors, because between like our, you know, scrappy, and our team is small. There are just a few of us who are working on the initiative full time. And so it's just about being able to effectively make those connections, and we're getting better at it. But the governor's office, like between the governor's office and like the philanthropic community of Utah, we kind of know everyone somehow. And if we don't know someone, we know someone who knows someone. And so that's been one of my favorite things, is just being able to bring people into spaces to see where the needs are with foster care, with Special Olympics, or, hey, Utah's in need of service right now for Ukrainian refugees, and or like teachers need help with mental wellness resources right now. And once people see the needs that we get to present to them, like it really is such an honor to be able to present these things that we've learned, they jump on it and they are looking to do good. Like it really is part of the fabric of our community to be like the ones who do the doing. And I've loved that.
Yeah. It's a state of doers for sure. So let's maybe just talk a little bit about some highlights in each area. Let's talk about, let's start with, we just talked about foster care. So let's talk about foster care and the things that we've done in the foster care space this last year. Maybe just some highlights. What are your favorite events that we've done?
Goodness, that's hard to say. I think, so we've probably, I don't even know the number, but we've done probably close to a dozen foster family nights out where we've partnered with local businesses and they just are open-armed about, you know, foster families coming into their space. We recently did one at Classic Skating in Sandy. It was so fun. We had like 200 something foster family members there. And it was actually, I brought my family with me and it was my little boy's first time at a roller rink. And so he just jumped in there with all the kids and like to see the joy on their faces. There's nothing like the joy of a roller rink, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It brings back so many memories.
And you were willing to get out there on skates and then we ended up pulling you into doing other things. I was not willing, to be clear. Like, I feel like now that I'm in my 30s, there are just some things about myself that I'm like, no, I don't do that anymore. And I just know myself.
Well, I did see a mom get a little bit injured. And so I thought, well, maybe that doesn't seem like awesome. So maybe I won't do that.
Yeah. Our partners brought like buckets with treats for the kids. And I mean, we just had such a great time that night. It was super, super fun. My kid has actually been bugging me like multiple times a week ever since then to take him back. And so far, the answer's been no, but his birthday's coming up and I don't know how long I'm going to be able to like hold him off. Yeah. I think that one was one that was just super, super fun and meaningful to me. What about you?
Yeah. I think anytime I get a chance to really speak with families, and I mean, those events, the nights out with these businesses and these partners is really powerful, because parents oftentimes don't have the resources. If you're fostering people, you most of them have family members of their own before they get their foster children. And so there really isn't a lot of opportunity, first of all, just logistically with that many children, and or, you know, financially to participate in some of these big places like the zoo, like Ogden Dinosaur Park, like Classic Skating, like Thanksgiving Point. And when businesses step up and say, yeah, we would love to have you come to our place free of charge, allow your families to get together. And not only do kids get to have those opportunities, but parents get a chance to talk to other parents.
Yes.
Just today we were talking about some experiences where kids, I had a parent tell me that, you know, I brought my kids to this foster night out and they came up to me and said, did you know he was adopted too? Or this friend that I just met was adopted. And, you know, have that connection to somebody who's going through a similar situation to you as children. I think that's really powerful. They have somebody to talk to that yes. understands them, but also as parents to say, what's working with you? I mean, we do this as parents all the time as moms. Oh, sure. I mean, we're always sort of networking and, how do you do this? And I mean, my sisters and I are always like, what about this teenage problem? Or what about this young adult problem? That's where I'm at now. But when you have little kids, it's the same. And so I think it's really a really critical moment for them to come together and just to feel appreciated. I can't tell you how many times people have come up to me and said, it feels so good that somebody cares. That these businesses would care enough to provide this opportunity, that they feel seen.
Yes.
It's just huge. I think that's what we're missing in the world today is just allowing people the space and opportunity to feel seen and appreciated. It's powerful.
100%. I think the interesting thing about the space for the initiative, too, is that those foster family nights out that we're doing, I mean, one, sometimes two a month. This weekend we have, we're bringing a bunch of foster families to a Warriors rugby game, right? Like they're coming up really regularly now, and that's like the public facing stuff. But the private facing stuff that like nobody gets to see because there's not really anything to see is when we get to work with Utah's Department of Health and Human Services and like DCFS, because they come to us and they're like, hey, what are you hearing? What are you seeing? Tell us about the stories. Tell us about the struggles. And they have been wonderful over there. You and I had lunch with a director, what was that, 2-3 months ago now, and she left with like a 20 punch point list of things that she wanted to check out or learn more about or see if we could tweak something. And I just think that we have such a great backbone in this state of people, like professionals with 501c3 organizations and others like in government who are working with these families. And it's just, again, we get to just help to raise awareness. And we have some cool stuff coming up. Do you want to talk? Should we talk about some of the stuff we have going on?
Yeah, I think we should talk about that because not only are we, you know, getting established with our partners, we're helping them to work better together. We're working with our state agencies. We're trying to solve some problems. And that's, you know, we're not a policy
right
organization for sure. But we are there to sort of facilitate best practices, facilitate the connection with the families and caseworkers and people that are working in this space. So I think that's important to note. But coming up, there's a really powerful program that we want to start to implement, and it's easy in our own communities. And I think this is going to be really powerful once we can hit the ground with this. And this is something that every single one of us can do. We can all do something. And I think that's what's really powerful about it. It's an idea called care communities. And this is where think about your church congregation or think about your service organization that you belong to,
group of friends,
whatever. or your business, your place of work. And think about if there is somebody in your midst who is a foster family, or maybe it's you that are feeling the pull to be a foster family or a foster parent. Then all those around you that, maybe can't foster at this moment or that just isn't in the cards for them, they can be a part of the caring community around that family. So think, a congregation and 10 families in that congregation that wrap around this family. And we want it to be very organized so that, on Friday nights, this family brings dinner. On, Wednesday afternoon, this family mows the lawn. On this, whatever that family needs, and that will be very driven by the family, obviously. We're going to tap into our faith organizations. We're going to tap into all these different places to create these care communities around our foster families.
Just ring the bell on the fact that there is so much need, right? Like for those who have been listening for a while, you've heard several episodes that relate to foster care, including just last week. I think that was that has been the most surprising and shocking thing from I never thought about foster care, honestly, before this role that I was in. I just didn't realize that the needs were there. And now like I feel like I just compelled to shout from the rooftops, hey, Utahns, like, yeah, so everybody should be doing something for these kids. There's nobody in the state who deserves it more. There's nobody who needs it more. And I'm really excited about the next year with Show Up to develop mentorship opportunities, to develop care communities in a way that's really effective, and to just continue to build out the awareness. So look, be on the lookout, I think, for, you know, listeners. We yeah. have a lot of things brewing, and we need so much help in this space. We need so much help.
And it's simple, though, but it's simple help. Yes. And that's the thing. I think most of us thinking of fostering, which, you know, because my heart is so goes out to these foster families, because it is really a labor of love and really something that is so needed. But I think looking out for those families and just seeing them and yes. just figuring out what they need to continue to be there for these children that are mm-hmm. the most vulnerable children in our state. So I think that's a powerful moment of us all looking inward to see where can we serve and who can we help and how can we get involved.
Yes. So join us.
Yeah, come along.
Come join us. This is a full call to action here. Come join
and
us.
And when we come right back, we'll talk about the other areas. We'll be right back.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
We're back here talking about Show Up Utah with Kirsten Rapley. And let's talk about the second focus area. We talked about foster care. Let's talk about unified sports again. Mm. Let's get caught up.
All day. I will talk about unified sports all day long.
It is so fun. And it's you know, each of these four focus areas feels like our children, and each of them we
it's
get
so true.
Really excited about when we're talking about them, because it's... And it's hard to know which one we love the most.
It's true. I dream about them. I think about them when I'm eating dinner. It's so like we're in deep now. Yeah, we really are.
We have a problem. But no, it is so good. And unified sports. Okay, I'm just going to put this out there for all of the listeners. If you have not attended a unified sports event, reach out to us.
Yes.
We will connect you with one in your area. It is the
Ooh,
most wonderful thing you will ever experience. Truly. Truly.
It really is. It's like it gives you all the endorphins.
Yeah.
If you need endorphins right now, we'll give you them.
Yeah.
We'll point you in the right direction.
Just think about any sporting event you've been to. And it's funny because, you know, you think about all the little league games I've been to over my lifetime. And I've seen lots of parents yelling at refs and angry mm-hmm. about the, and I've sat in the stand when I've, you know, my kid isn't winning and it's mm-hmm. giving me anxiety and I'm really upset and they're upset and it's really hard. But this is none of that.
It's not. It's all the good things about sports and none of the bad things about sports.
It's true.
I'm actually just realizing
yes.
that in that way right now, but it's so yes. true.
It is. So it's kids with and without disabilities playing on teams together. They cheer just as loud for the other team as they do for their own team.
They do.
You see kids that are helping each other up. You see kids just, again, on opposite teams, just loving each other. It doesn't matter really what the score is. It doesn't really matter, you know, ability level. Mm-hmm. Everybody's cheering. I mean, when anybody makes a basket or scores a goal or, you know, runs the race, everybody in the stands goes crazy
yeah.
and it's just beautiful. So not only that, and I guess that's the sort of what we get out of it by watching it, but I think the most powerful thing I've seen, and I had a teacher tell me this, mm-hmm. is it is literally changing the culture of the schools that are participating yes. in it. And I had a teacher say to me, she was coaching and she was also doing unified swimming. Mm-hmm. She was helping on the swim team that they had. She said that one of her students who is a peer to one of the unified athletes went around to each one of her classes and said to the
athletes' classes?
Yeah, to the mm-hmm. athletes' classes and said to the kids in the class, like, this is how you help her. This mm-hmm. is what she needs. This is how you connect with her.
Yes.
And she said it was all on her own. This is just this student who decided that this is my friend and I'm going to do everything I can to make her feel loved and included. And it is just creating a culture of full school inclusion for every student. And it doesn't matter. I mean, like, these athletes and these kids who have had different abilities their whole life are powerful examples of that. And it's the peers that are learning it from them.
Yes.
And showing us all the way it should be done.
And learning, like, how to not be scared around people who are different than them or people who they wouldn't otherwise, like, know how to approach, right? Yep. The partnership and the camaraderie with these students is amazing. And I want to, like, really emphasize something that you said about changing school cultures. Like, that's... It really, really is. Like, we're not just saying that to be overblown. Like, we have toured enough schools and been to enough events at this point. The ROI on this program, right? Like, it's actually really quite cheap to yes. put in schools, which is partially why we've had a lot of success over the last year getting it in there for what the students get out of it, for how it changes school culture, for the awareness and inclusion it brings is like unlike anything I've ever seen before. And I'm really proud. Like, we started when we partnered with Special Olympics Utah, there were like 30 schools in the state doing it. And now, do you know as of right now?
180 plus.
Yeah, it's more than 180 plus schools are going to be doing it starting next year with like so much more momentum building up. And it's one of my favorite things has been businesses coming in, because that's kind of one that we're kind of trying to play connector and just show people the opportunity. We've had really, really incredible education and business leaders who have come to us and like jumped into the fold with us on this. And then we don't do anything, right? Like, we go and we support and we love to spend as much time as possible at these events, but they're the ones who are like bringing in sponsorship dollars to make it happen. And sometimes it's actually the students who are going out to businesses and to education leaders and saying, hey, my friend has this at her school. Like, how do I get it in mine? I seriously think every single student in the state of Utah needs the opportunity to participate.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
Hands down, needs it.
Yeah. It's part of what we can do to build. It's an anti-bullying tool.
Yes.
It's all these, it combats all the negative things that go on in schools. And it just makes it just a beautiful place for every student. So I just, and I'm not saying that, they're never going to have any problems if you have, but it really does create this environment within the school that is about love, belonging, and inclusion. So it's been really cool. One of the coolest events that we did was the biggest basketball unified sports event in the state that's ever happened.
Yep.
We did it at Weber State. We had... support from the Jazz. They brought the Jazz dancers and they were
and
there.
Toronto sponsored it. So we had Business Nexus and hundreds of students participated that day. Five courts at once.
We still get, families and people mm-hmm. reaching out to us saying this was just the coolest event. And the great thing about Unified Sports is it does all we have to do to get support for it is just bring somebody to an event.
Yeah.
And they just say, take all my money.
It is so healing. Seriously, I would give it all my money, right? Actually, in some ways, I kind of am in a sense, because it is so healing for everybody who's involved in it. It's awesome. That basketball tournament was super fun. We did that soccer tournament last year, and coming up, dear listeners, sometime in, I think, the month of October, we'll be partnering again with Real Salt Lake to do the biggest ever soccer unified event that's happened in the state of Utah with them. And track, their biggest ever track meet is actually today. We couldn't go because it's Governor Cox's 500th day in office. And so they've got us on a pretty tough agenda. But I mean, not tough. It's lovely. We love you, Governor Cox. But there's, and then there's the Summer Games opening ceremonies at the end of this week.
Yeah.
So there's lots of opportunities to check it out.
Yeah, come Bring to Summer kids. Games. It is where?
You're going to test me. It's a Granger High School. Checking the calendar. Yep. Nailed it. Summer Games opening ceremonies. Friday, May 20th, 2022 at Granger High School, and we'll be there. So yeah, if you just want to come hang.
Come on by. We would love to see you. It's a cool event. We're really excited about that. So let's talk a little bit about what's coming up. We have some really exciting things, really fun thing that we're doing.
The funnest ever.
In a couple of weeks.
Yes. Although I say it's going to be fun, like we're actually going to run
you
ragged.
It's a lot of work.
Honestly, we are.
it's going to be a lot of work, but it's in a fun place. And it'll be awesome because it's unified sports. And so it'll just be the best. But we are going to the USA Games.
Yes.
In Disney World, Florida. Mm-hmm. And we are supporting our Wasatch basketball team, mm-hmm. our unified team there from there. And our soccer, our unified soccer team
from
Tooele High School. Yes. Both teams will be competing in the USA Games. And so we're one of the only teams that have, or one of the only states that have,
Multiple teams. Yeah, and Utah hasn't had multiple teams go to the USA Games in like years and years and years. And then Utah also has a bunch of independent athletes who have qualified on their own for things like swimming and I don't know, maybe we have tennis. They have a really full roster though. And yeah, you and I get to go out and be part of Utah's delegation to support them. And you know, lest you all think we're just taking a fancy trip to Disney World, we actually have a really cool slate of meetings that we're really excited about. With Special Olympics International, we get to meet with the chair, we get to meet with the whole board, and Abby is going to get to present about the momentum of unified sports in Utah and just try to garner continued support and the more eyes on Utah and our expansion, I think the better. And I think we have a hope someday to be able to use what we've learned to help other leaders in other states to expand it too. So this is going to be a big learning and like missionary experience.
We're gonna like be evangelicals for unified sports.
We are. I get them tattooed on my arm.
and then we want to just quickly transition into our what we're doing with our educators and our educator wellness initiative. We are, and it's too bad we don't have Sarah here because she has been working. Someday Sarah Allred, our deputy, she has been working her guts out.
And she deserves a vacation to Mexico right now.
She is headed to on a little vacation, bless her heart. She needs it because she has been working nonstop to put our conference together. So anybody in your life that's an educator, you need to tell them July 12th. Mm-hmm. We are doing a full, huge one-day educator conference. It will be all about our educators, their wellness, their giving them resources, giving them connections to making sure that they have the emotional intelligence skills they have. We want them to stay in their jobs. We have brought together so many businesses to help sponsor this.
Yes.
They are amazing. We have the Ivory Foundation. We have
presenting sponsor.
We have so many that are doing amazing things to make sure that our teachers have the message mm-hmm. that we care about our educators. They are critical to the future of the state, and they need to make sure that they have the tools that they need to be successful.
Yes, this has been one of my favorite things to help message just a little bit because they need to feel seen and understood right now. It's been kind of whiplash over the last couple of years for the perception of educators in Utah. I will say this about the conference. She's not kidding about like telling the educators, you know, we have graphics up on our social media. Instagram, it's Show Up Utah, and Twitter, it's Show Up Utah, that has all the info. But the registration is open and it's actually going really fast. So we have to cap it at a certain capacity due to some factors that we are dealing with. But so if you have somebody who you want to come, get them registered ASAP. It's for K-12 educators only, not board members this time. Sorry, board members who have asked me that. You can come volunteer. We actually do need volunteers as well. So, and we have some of those spots open. So if you're a community member who feels passionate about like this like we do, come volunteer with us that day. It's going to be stellar. We're doing a bunch of giveaways. We have a comedian coming at lunch, which is going to be, or it's just dried after lunch. Yeah. And also really motivational speakers. I think Our goal is for educators to leave feeling like they spent the day at the spa and the amusement park and engaged in really interesting intellectual conversations, and then coming away with like a really great toolkit of all new tools for their own emotional and mental well-being that they didn't know about before. And the content is looking stellar, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, it's heavy education focused, so it's not, I mean, this sounds in a, I hope it doesn't come across that we're talking about just fluff. I mean, there
no,
are some
not.
Really powerful resources that teachers are going to gain and learn skills, actual skills to take care of themselves and their students, both in their professions and in their home life. And so yes. I think, lest you think it's just a party,
nope,
which it's going to feel fun.
It's a little bit of a party.
It's going to be very fun, but it's also going to be very meaningful because that's what we're about.
So yes.
We want everybody possible that can come to come, and we want to send a message to our educators that you matter, and we want you to have all the resources that you need to stay in your jobs and keep being the amazing people that you are.
Yes. Well said. Enough said.
Yes. And so when we come right back, we're going to talk about our very cool things we're doing and our service initiative. We'll be right back. We're back here on First Lady and Friends with Kirsten Rapley. We're talking a show up initiative.
Yes.
And we're remembering all the things we forgot to say. We did forget to say.
Yeah, we have to cover this.
For our unified sports golf, we did a golf event. It's the first of its kind in the States. Never been done before. A unified golf program that we kicked off with our amazing friend Darcy out at
Glenmore Golf Course in South Jordan. And Mayor Ramsey down there, who's a good friend of the program.
Yes. Anyway,
they just saw it. They caught the vision. They were like, hey, can we partner with you, show up on launching developmental golf? And we're like, great, let's go to Special Olympics Utah. Bam, bam, bam. They did a lot of doing.
Yeah.
And then we had this incredible event. My favorite part was Becky Pickle, who's also a good friend of the program.
Yes.
We've had her on.
Yeah.
We had her on like kind of early.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to that episode. She's our favorite person ever. We love you, Becky. She is an owner operator of a couple of Chick-fil-A's. And so she let me help her give away 8 years worth of free Chick-fil-A to the students.
Yeah.
That was like a life highlight for me. Who
so
doesn't
great.
Want to do that?
And then
you know?
Mickey and Minnie came and
Mickey
it was
and Minnie
so
and Mirabelle and Batman.
Yeah. It was so great. And the kids just
golfed. Had fun.
It was really fun. It was a bit chilly, but it was it was really, really a fun event.
And so now they're carrying it on. The whole idea was, and the kids got to get out of school to come over and try out developmental golf. It was a good like combination of kids with and without intellectual disabilities all participating. And now they're arranging like a whole league and they're going to compete, and then we're going to go back and roll it into the Utah Open event, which is going to be super fun. And then from there, like, we're really hopeful that it'll catch on and that other golf courses will be interested in doing the same thing. But it's another example of the people, right, Abby? Like,
oh, yeah.
The people who are coming into the show up orbit are the best of the best.
Yep. They just do things. And then, I mean, this was something they came up with. It wasn't us. And we just were there to shine a spotlight on the amazing people doing amazing things, and especially the kids. It was super
fun. The kids' faces when they saw the characters coming out.
It was so cute.
It was the best ever. Like,
I loved it.
Talk about the endorphins.
Yeah.
The endorphins. Y'all.
It was
the
so
endorphins.
Good. It was so good. But let's talk about our service initiative. And we've on this program, we've talked about our 1-2-3 campaign.
Yes.
So we won't go into that, but just know that's going full board. And why don't you, well, let's talk about some of the service things that we've done, and then we'll get into what's coming next.
Okay, this is going to be one of those where our service partners who are listening are like, you forgot this and this and this. And I actually think service, like quantity wise, compared to all of the other focus areas is like just massive because they're Utah and Surf. That's what we do, right? That's it's in our DNA. It's in our blood. And so I'm going to forget a lot of them, but we have been doing a lot of really great service projects lately. Always love partnering with the governor's office on their quarterly service project. So recently went to a school. I actually didn't even go, so I shouldn't talk about it.
No,
I just
it was really, it was really fun. We were at a school in
Endeavor Charter School.
Yeah. And so we were down there. And we spoke to the kids, and we actually, the governor's team, it was really fun. They went into the classrooms and they taught for a little bit, which was really great.
So cool.
And then, and I went in and spoke to the educators for a minute and just listened to their concerns, which is again, another one of my things that I love to do because, listening to educators' concerns, listening to what they're dealing with. And, you know, really we're trying to craft the conference to address a lot of those issues. So, you know, all this feedback from them and just really that opportunity to let people talk about their struggles. I think it just means a lot. And so
and it means a lot to us too, right? Yeah. To get to hear them and people get so real with us.
Yeah.
Good thing you're not very intimidating. I think there have probably been other people in similar positions who have been more intimidating, but
they're pretty real with us, which is exactly what we want. Yeah. We want to make sure that this conference is exactly what they need. It's addressing those needs. And so we want to make sure that that happens. And we can only do that by listening.
Yes. You want me to list off some of the other ones? Cause I did pull up a document.
Yeah. I will just say that when we were at that school, we did one that was, we painted this wall in the gym and it was really fun because I love to paint. So
I feel like you get like down to business in those cases too. Like
I do.
People are like, hey, I want to catch up. And you're like, great. I'm hosting this event. I should totally catch up with you. But then you're like, but I also want
to
get dirty.
But you're
going
to have to come up on the scaffolding with me and paint because that's
where. Yes.
And I get a little zoned in when I paint too. So I'm a little OCD.
Oh, you do. You very much do.
So, but every, yeah, it was great.
It looks lovely.
I do have to say there was the sweetest little boy and Spencer was in his class and he raised his hand and he wanted to ask a question. So he asked him, can I give your wife some jewelry?
Oh,
and he gave me a necklace.
Are you serious?
Cutest little, like, seriously.
The little people of our state are going to save it.
Yep. They're the best. There's not a time that I don't go in the school that I come out just lifted and feeling
so happy. I actually worry about this sometimes. I think I told the governor after this event, I was like, every time we bring her to a school, I'm afraid she's never going to leave and she's just going to quit being first lady and she's going to quit show up and she's just going to be like, actually, I'm a teacher now. See ya. Like, come back and get me when you're done with this politics thing.
I do love being in the classroom. I do love being in schools. I love being around the kids and I love, love, love being around my kids with disabilities and different abilities and all the, they're just beautiful spirits.
The best.
But yeah, let's talk about some of the other service.
Okay, so
that we did.
This April, and I think we've talked about this on the pod before, but what our executive advisory board and service committee for Show Up decided they wanted to do was take each month, each of the 12 months of the year, and focus on a different sector of the population and do projects with them and highlight them on our social media and then have them, like people from that sector, do the 1-2-3 challenge. So some of the stuff we've done recently, our wonderful, amazing partners that are associated with KSL here, Bonneville Communications, they put together a service project at the Hogle Zoo. And that was super, super fun. What was your highlight from that?
Well, again, it was a little chilly.
It was chilly. We're not afraid of a little cold.
We plan these things. And if it's cold, we just go forward. So we planted some. I was really actually kind of bummed because I kept saying, I want to shovel manure. And nobody would let me. So that was sad.
You can do that at home on the farm.
I know. So, but not cow manure. Can do cow, but I can't do elephants. I mean, come on.
That's fair. You're
like
weird.
A dump truck full.
You're weird. No one actually literally wants to shovel poop. And yet here we are and you do.
So we did plant flowers.
Our producer's like chiming in. He's like, Josh is like, yeah, it is weird. So two against one, Abby.
I mean, who gets to do that? Apparently not me.
Okay, but we did get to do something that not very many people get to do that
yes,
day, which was so fun.
We shined and buffed the tortoise shells.
The tortoises. Like a 500-pound one and a 300-pound one and tons of little baby
and
tortoises.
And then we fed them, which was really fun. But we did plant flowers and the people did a lot harder work than plant
mulching,
they were like digging up a rock to plant trees.
Oh, yeah, that was not pretty
work.
Yeah,
my son was there and he was working really hard and I felt a little guilty because we kind of did
go
the
shine
fun
the tortoises. We worked really hard at the beginning too, though.
Yeah, we planted flowers and it was chilly.
That was great, and yeah, Bonneville has been such an amazing partner to us. So to just let us be part of their service project was really awesome.
So it was really fun because it was a whole company, you know. So they had their employees come, and it was it was really great. And that was what we were trying to encourage, is companies to do this. Larry H. Miller put on a yes. great one. We weren't able to go to, but they put on a great service project. Lots of businesses around the state put on big service projects that month.
And actually, we want to know about them. So if you're part of a business that's doing service, that's one of the things that we're working to do better at Show Up in our second year, is recognize service that's happening on the community. Maybe you can talk about that, actually. We just started a new thing.
We did. It's what we call our Show Up Heroes Award. And these are folks that we just see out in the community doing amazing things. And we just want to recognize that. So our very first recipient were the lacrosse boys team in Corner Canyon High School.
Yep.
They are really cool. And the reason, boys lacrosse is cool anyway, because they're just cute kids. But these guys are not only incredible lacrosse players, because I think they're going to win the state championship.
Yes, they're state champs. Yeah.
So, and they are undefeated.
Yeah.
Right now, but their state tournament starts, I think, not this weekend, but next weekend. And so we're cheering for them. They not only participated in Sunday Supper, which is another foster event where they came and they feed families on a Sunday mm-hmm. night. They cook the meal. They help them. They were so cute. I have to say, like, these big, tough teenage boys are helping, you know, a little 3-year-old through the line to get his food, and talking to him and just connecting with these families. I mean, it's
not normal for high schoolers.
No,
for sure.
I'm telling you, this
maybe
was,
it is normal. I don't
know. They're so much
so
better. They're so
yeah.
much better. And not only do they do that, but they've been participating in a unified event where they had mm-hmm. kids with different abilities come and participate in lacrosse. They also just did a big service project with one of our native tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And
they do a thing where they highlight educators. Like, they each choose an educator to highlight. And so that's why we chose them, because they did
an anti-bullying video.
Yes.
So these,
on their own,
these kids are phenomenal.
The best.
They
hit all four focus areas, yeah. and we're like, we need to.
We had to. We had to focus on them.
You brought them crumble cookies.
We did. It was really fun. So yeah, they're doing service and helping their communities and helping mm-hmm. their school to come mm-hmm. together. It was really great.
Okay, should we rapid fire a few more?
Yeah.
We did a really great Month of the Military Child All Abilities Field Day up at Hill Air Force Base. That was in April, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
So cool. Again, something, I feel like we do something once and they're like, oh, we have to do this again. We have to keep going.
We have so many recurring events now.
And then we're like, then of course it has to get bigger and better and yep. invite more people and do more things. Yeah. And
that was really cool. Really the Hill Air Force Base community is incredible. And that was just very fun. We just threw like a little carnival with a bunch of our partners with Special Olympics, and they have an amazing All Abilities playground up there on the base. And Colonel Carol, the highest ranking member of the military here on the base, came and spent the whole time with us, which was so wonderful. We got to hire a food truck, or like a Kona ice truck. What is that called?
Yeah.
Shaved ice.
Yeah.
And everybody just got to have as much shaved ice as they want. That was really fun.
It was great.
I loved that.
Yeah. It was really great. What are some of the other things?
The One Utah Summit service project.
Just did that. And it was really phenomenal. So the One Utah Summit is a huge summit. I mean, it's, you know, a couple thousand people there, business owners.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a combination of a economic summit, an energy summit, and a global summit. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're in there, you know, you've seen these sort of conference summit type things. They're big, they're crazy.
And the best thing about it is, since it's the governor's summit, Abby got to go to him and be like, hey, your summit's really cool and all, but like, why are we not doing service as part of your summit? And he couldn't say no to that.
Yeah.
So we did
actually kind of three service projects. We put together 1,000 food kits for kids in school. We put together 1,000 teacher gifts,
yes.
and then 1,000 hygiene kits for schools as well. And mm-hmm. and that was a shout out to our Davis Education Foundation that helped us so much. United mm-hmm. Way also mm-hmm. was a big partner, United Way Salt Lake. Just really cool event, and we put together 3,000 of these kits.
Plus, we had hopefully a lot more ongoing partnership impact too, because we partnered with them and they said, okay, choose 10 of your partner organizations. And they all got to go, and we called it Show Up Hall, and they were all lined down the hallway, and all the attendees got to go talk to the different organizations and hear about what they do and how they can get involved. So hopefully some really great partnerships that we can't ever quantify were made that day too. And I think that's also one we're going to have to just keep doing. we're just on a rotation now.
Yeah, we're just going to keep going. And I think they want to do one in the fall summit down in Southern Utah. So
let's do it. We're good.
We're
going
to keep
going. And there's so many other service things we could talk about. I think we want to hit one that we're going to be doing this summer. But I also want to say this month's focus for May is religious organizations in the state. So we've partnered with a lot of different organizations from various interfaith groups and whatnot to help to highlight the service they're doing. And then you, First Lady, will be hitting several different church congregations on Sunday to just thank them and to talk to them about service.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to do, I think we're going to do a service project on Saturday, and then we're going to go to one of our dear friends, John Oglesby's church up in Ogden. And so we'll do that Sunday morning. But yeah, I think it's really important for us to highlight these. We know you're doing them. We know that service is happening all over. One last thing before we wrap here too with service is that really looking forward to what we're doing. We have a couple of things. One is a huge kickoff our summer. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I mean, we've never talked about it publicly yet. So this is
breaking
inside
news.
Inside info a little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of exciting. You're looking at me. Do you want me to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So our amazing and ambitious board came together and decided that rather than doing something a different focus every month during the summer months, they just wanted to focus on families. And the idea that came from a really great group of brainstormers around that table was that summers are a little bit selfish, right? For our families, we're jumping from trip to trip and summer camps and doing all these things as well. They should be like, summer is the best, but the ask from Show Up to the community, as well as a bunch of our partners this summer, is going to be, hey, why don't you give up one of those afternoons at the pool, and why don't you give up a trip to St. George this summer and instead come with your family to this event that we're putting on and commit to do a service project that we put in front of you. So we are partnered with You Serve Utah, with Thanksgiving Point, who's hosting the event, with Boncom, who is helping us with all of the materials for it, and several other organizations, Just Serve actually being one of our key partner for this event. And we are going to give you as family members lots of opportunities to commit to doing service in ways, in all sorts of different ways that would make sense if you have little kids, big kids, if you're a big family, if you're a small family, if you want to do it with friends or a youth group, whatever that is. So we're hosting this event. It's going to be on June 24th in the evening at Thanksgiving Point. And we're going to have a cover band come, and we're doing like bouncy houses. It's going to be a whole awesome carnival type thing. And then what you're going to do is go around to the different booths that are different charitable organizations in the state doing service. And those charitable organizations will be able to share with you what options they can give you to sign up. One of the biggest barriers to doing service, I think, for families and organizations in the state is just not knowing where to start. Yeah. And so we're doing all that for you. Like we're going to have every single organization there just have something ready to go and say, you know, it's this or it's this date or, you know, whatever. And then you can sign up. And then once you sign up, we're going to do like prizes. We're going to bring out some fun community members and do some big giveaways that day. I think it's going to be really, really fun. And our partners at Thanksgiving Point have already just been remarkable. So put it down on your calendar. And we should also talk about the 9/11 day of service.
So
really quick.
If you don't get your service project in the summer,
which you should,
and you can do more. So if you just can't get enough of service, which I hope that's true for all of us, there is going to be a 9/11 day of service like we did last year, but we are partnering with the organization that created the 9/11 day of service. Mm-hmm. And Salt Lake is going to be one of 11 states or cities in different states that are doing this particular project. Mm-hmm. And it's packing meals for families in need. And so we are going to be calling for
Everyone.
Thousands of volunteers. Yes. We're going to put together as many meals as possible.
We're hoping like 250,000 at least in one day.
Yep. And so it's going to be great. We're going to be organizing that. We're going to help get volunteers for that. And it's going to be amazing. So if you just can't get enough of service, just keep going and we'll be doing that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Not very much going on with us.
Yeah. No, we've just been laying
around. It's such a joy though. We just chill all day, every day. It really is such a joy though. Like as crazy as things get, I've had to step back and just like take in moments where I realize like that we're so fortunate to have this platform. Like as part of the team, I'm grateful that you're just using the crap out of it. Right? Like it's probably a classier way to say that, but it's just really, really cool that we could build this to this point over a year. Yeah. And I'm really, really excited to just continue building the orbit.
Yeah.
Building the community.
Yeah. And seeing the needs, spotlighting people, bringing people in, partners that are doing amazing things. So I'll just go ahead and put the plug in. Make sure you visit showuputah.org to find more about what all we're doing, to sign up for the teacher conference, to sign up for a service. You know, if you want to be a part of the service, get the information for that. Showuputah.org, showuputah on Twitter Instagram. Follow us there. You'll see all the things that we're doing. And it's a great time.
Join us.
So come along with us. Thanks for being a friend today.